beacon and fields. Laboring collusion and partnership, and they took me for a ride. And they owe me money, and that's all I want is money. I want my money. I worked hard. And they used me emotionally. It was emotional blackmail. Even depending on them, they sold me out. They didn't protect me. They took money from me that belongs to my children and myself, and I want it back. I want it back. Because I'll expose them. I want they humiliated me. David Beagleman especially. He's a crook. He was crooked with me. So was his wife. So was his partner, because he decided to cover up with his partner. Maybe he didn't want to, but he couldn't help it because he was weak too, and they were both on the verge of being found out by me, just me. I'm not talking about Sid Luft. He's just as bad or worse. But I want my money. That's all. Just my money. And I'll get it. I worked hard. I was never protected in any way, emotionally, financially. Promises that I was given by Beagleman so that I would be financially independent never came true, because he gambled away too much. He told me that there was a picture of my trying to commit suicide in England, and within 24 hours somebody had to fly over so he could get the negative. Nobody ever heard of that negative or saw it. And nobody in the English press would dare print a thing like that. Nobody saw it. Then there was all that money that came out of my earnings in Las Vegas for, he, as Beagleman said, for guards and so forth. Yes, I had guards, but I didn't have the amount of money paid out. That wasn't necessary. He's a gambler, an inveterate loser. And he used my money to gamble. He used me physically, mentally, emotionally, and so did Freddie. And used it with the people that I depended upon. These were the people who loved me so much. That's beside the point. I have no feeling about them emotionally, but I want my money. They'll be exposed otherwise. They'll be put in jail. Along with the Sid Lufts of the world. I want my money. I want my children to have money. I don't want to have to work. I was told I would never have to work after I did my television shows, my series. I was also then not protected. They didn't even come around. They advised auditors like Charlie Rental and so on. There was no reason for income tax not being set aside monies for income tax, federal income tax, in 1962. I was making money. I hate people who have stolen from me. I won't have it anymore. I'm not a child, and I'm not unwise. I preferred to be that way because I couldn't bear the thought that I didn't have friends or protection. But that's not true anymore. I'm big business. I am big business. And they used me. Now they're going to have to pay up. They're going to have to pay me. I started their business. They're very important now. They must be very rich. I'm not. I'm still working. I want that money back. I want lots of money back that they took. I hate them for scaring me. I hate them for not protecting me at CBS. But advising that I resign, why didn't they